Hello and welcome back to Time for Love here with Darby and William for your Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's actually the first time in a while that you've been on the podcast. As in, it doesn't feel like a while, but it's been a couple months.
We've just had lots of homework.
Yeah, especially just getting back.
Start of year 8 as well.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Just hectic. Like, we're just on camp currently and stuff. Mm. So it's a bit more quiet around the house. So we're like, you know, may as well record a podcast. So, first off, how was your day today?
All right.
Yeah? What'd
just
you have?
Average. Oh, music, we're just doing guitar. Then PE, we just... Oh, there was this game. So you could either choose to do... voice crack. You could either choose to do this... Wasn't pickup ball. It said we're doing pickup ball, but we didn't do that. And we did this. It's like a yellow net thing. It looks like it's practically. It's like netball, but it's like a metal ring. And like a metal. I don't know how. I forgot what it was called. Anyway, it was basically netball or table tennis.
And netball in the
English
sports area.
He was trying to get people to do the other one. And then me and Kenneth were just doing the. Doing table tennis for the whole time, and that was, well, not the whole time. Mr. Agnew was like, no, come and, you know, do this.
So, so was it in the indoor sports area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the table tennis, but the, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also year 11s were playing for a little bit as well, so I didn't really want to. Anyway, and then I had recess, then we had...
Maths.
Again. I just told you this morning that I'm not getting many voice cracks. Now I am.
Fate for you.
But yeah, so we... Oh, what was it? What was I just saying?
Maths,
yeah, which just boring. And I had a music lesson, which was good.
Yep, and then you had ensemble.
Yeah, lunch.
How was that?
Yeah, that was good. I haven't practiced in a little bit, so... I was a bit out of practice on the things, but it was all right. And then we had Hass, which I had a relief. This guy, I forgot what it was.
Was it guy like a young guy with curly hair?
Oh, Mr. Pew. He either minds Mr. P or Mrs.
Mr. Petronell, Mrs. Petronell.
No. Mr. It's like Pittman. Pen. It starts with Pen. Like Penicolosha or something. I can't remember, but...
Oh, that rings a bell.
We had him for theory. It's like his... Today is like his second day ever teaching.
Sick. Wait, so what's his name?
Mr...
Pen... It starts with Pen...
Penicol-something.
Because I can actually search all the school names. Teachers and students.
Oh. Yeah, just search Pen.
That must sound so weird. Pen. No, these are year... Well, that's like year 12. To year 12, that's a year 10. You can see that's their graduation date.
Yeah.
So if I look up...
Oh, so that's why it says... How many Williams are in the school? One, two... Oh, yeah.
It's a few.
Andrews. Yeah. Oh, well, some of them are... I know William Sawtell.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh,
so he's in year 9. William Sawtell.
Oh, well. So I guess...
Pigeon.
Yeah, why not? You can't change it now, so it's stuck on that.
Oh.
So it's stuck on that pigeon.
Mine's stuck on Time for Tech. The Time for Tech.
Well, that's good. And I don't mind the pigeon either.
Yeah. When you get hired, you're like, oh, can I see your record, please? And you're like, oh, I've been to this program for you.
And then we had, Mr. Resky.
Mr. Resky.
Music, which is good. He actually helped me out. He actually started with doing the garage band thing. He actually started helping
Mr. Resky?
Me out.
Wait, who's Mr. Resky?
Mr. ChatGPT. Don't you know?
Oh, yeah. I know that ring a bell.
He helped me out a bit. He actually got me to start, you know. Like, I got into... He actually was like, oh, do this, do that, turn that off. I'm like, yep, cool. And then, yeah, it actually really helped.
So what were you doing in music? Like, just guitar or...?
So we did guitar at the start.
And then GarageBand?
Then split off Then we, yeah, and then we did, like, for the last half or so, we did the composition, is that what it's called? I don't know, but composition, that thing, yeah.
So what, yeah. Oh my goodness, my siblings.
Oh, that's a big dream.
It always, like, even if they didn't touch the door, it just rattles through the house. Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine if they did touch the door.
What was I going to say? Youth. It wasn't it wasn't bad this week, but, like, it also wasn't the best one.
I've had a look at the thing, and not trying to be rude, but It's fine, but a lot of them just games at the church.
Yeah.
A bit boring. I wish we did some more.
They try to do, like, an outdoor activity, like the progressive dinner.
Yeah, that's... I'll go to that. That'll be cool. I said, what's a progressive dinner? That's going to be boring. Dad, and you go, like... Yeah, that's... You go, like, around to different places.
Yeah, so, like, you have... We did it last... We did it maybe not last year, but the year before.
No, I wasn't there.
Yeah. I think Jay came, but...
Oh, yeah.
We went to the McGarry Orchard, got some soup there. Then we went to someone else's house, had, like... spaghetti bolognese, that, like, dinner, and then we went to someone else's house for dessert. And it just, it was all together, like, it's just, like, it's nice.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how
and, like,
it goes.
Like, you go on other people's cars and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It's a bit hectic. It can be a bit hectic when you're like, okay, whoa, okay, so we're here for 20 minutes, and then we zoom off again to the next. But it's fun, yeah.
I reckon the soup was good. I'd enjoy it. Jack's Youth is this Friday.
Yeah.
I'm going to that.
I don't know if I can go or not. I don't think I can go.
Come on, you can go.
No, but like, I literally, because we've got, if I just come home from camp, and then I'm going to my grandma's, and the dad's picking me up from grandma's at, like, 5:30, I think, and then we go home, we're having dinner straight away, and then I don't know if he'll be able to take me to youth or not, if we can even go to, if that's even an option, but if I could, I would, but.
What was I just saying?
Youth,
yes. Oh, yeah, so Jack said we're doing, like, later on, like, some burger grilling challenge. Like, you know, cook a burger the quickest or, you know, best burger.
This Friday?
No. Or, like, later? Another one, probably, like, you know, a couple of terms away. So I don't know. But that'd be fun. Yeah, so the next ones we're doing is we're just going to the same place we did for the 1st of December for the last one. They did... That water reserve or something?
Oh, yeah. They got that this Friday.
We're literally going there. We're doing the same thing. Just
play this Friday.
Play around whatever you want. Yeah, on the 1st. It's funny how it's always the 1st. Like, March the 1st.
December the 1st.
Last year, December the 1st.
Well, what day is your birthday on this year?
My birthday?
Yeah.
Same day? 17?
No, but, like, day.
Oh, for last... I think it's a Wednesday. Last year it was Tuesday.
Because me, Luke's, and Christmas's day is the same day every year. So mine, I think this year it's a Tuesday, and Luke's birthday's on a Tuesday this year as well, and Christmas is on a Tuesday this year.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool to see. There's also a calendar app, you know.
Yeah, there is. I don't know.
That's
it. May 17th. Oh, Friday.
October. This is 2023. Wait,
2024, it says.
30th is Wednesday.
Huh? Is
this... Huh? No, go on the actual app. Go on the actual... I don't believe this.
I don't know. What? Oh, please. Calendar 24. Time and date is good.
Yeah, so October.
May the 17th. Yeah, it's Friday.
Go down. 30th is a Wednesday. Oh, so that means look up Christmas. And then the 25th is also on a Wednesday. And then Luke's birthday is something in November.
It's like 25th or something, I think. Oh, his is on a Wednesday too.
September. Oh, yeah.
It's September 25th. See,
it's all on a Wednesday.
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Bitdefender, get out of my life.
Oh,
I've seen enough of you.
It's blocked Spotify and actually
it's blocked JB Hi-Fi. What the heck? What? He's just blocking everything at this point.
I know. They've actually... Like, I get it. You know, people are stupid. But why don't... They block Spotify.
Block
I
it at school.
I actually use Spotify for my videos and stuff.
So at home. At home it's fine. Block it at school. Block it. I don't care. Block
just the one person that was being stupid and listening to silly songs.
Or block them at school. We don't care if you block them at school. Just let us have it access online.
I don't listen to music at
And I feel like school. It's pretty obvious that someone's listening to music because they'll have like earplugs and headphones on.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like...
Well, you can just ask the teachers if you want to listen to music, but... Yeah, you know, I'd rather be talking to my friends.
Yeah, now I have to, like, every time I'm, like, trying to watch a video on my laptop and then I want to switch to music, I have to, like, pair it back to my phone and then, like, open Spotify. Blah, blah.
Yeah, because what happens is I have to have my iPad next to my laptop so I can listen to music, and then whenever I'm like, oh, I need to quickly listen to this, I have to turn it off. It's funny because it keeps connecting, wants to get it to my laptop, so I turn on my headphones, laptop's closed, and then...
Turn off your Bluetooth, that'll, like, just complete
it. Yeah, but... You know, it's weird because sometimes I connect it back and forth so many times that I just turn it on, iPad on, laptop off, connects to my laptop, goes, boop, Bluetooth, connected.
Yeah.
And then, like, two seconds later, boop, Bluetooth, connected, and connects back to my iPad. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
It's annoying when, because I like earbuds, you know, like the ones that you put in your ears.
Yeah.
But the only thing is that, like, pretty much every single review for ones that are under $100 all say, after a week... One of them didn't connect, or after a week, one of them didn't charge, or after a week, one of them didn't work, or when I got them, one of them didn't work. It's always one of them didn't work, but headphones just work. They have to work. They either don't work or work. But I just like earbuds because they just look more sleek and agile.
Yeah.
Where like headphones are like bulky kind of thing, which is good for listening to music at home, but like on the run, it's good to have some earphones.
If I were to choose between both, I would definitely choose. Headphones because they have better sound. And
yeah, I don't mind headphones, but like my headphones, are, you know, my headphones are pretty chunky and like
huge.
Yeah, they're huge.
But I don't really listen to music at school. I don't listen to music at school. I don't really listen to it on a train, and certainly at home.
Yeah.
And you know, I want good headphones because some of my videos, like that earthquake video, if you put headphones on, turn it up, like blast it.
Yeah.
You know, not to break your eardrums, but to actually hear it. With that earthquake, you can actually hear, like, when it hit.
Yeah. I think the reason mine are so bulky is that they have, like, a 50-hour battery life. So if I use them 3 hours a day, that's, like, 3 weeks without charging them. So I haven't charged them since, like, 2 weeks now. So it's good. I don't have to remember to charge them, but then I just plug them into my laptop charger and for an hour, and then they're fully charged again.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know how long mine takes, but... I should
enough that you can't remember.
Yeah.
That's good.
I should show you that earthquake video with headphones sometime. No rush, but it's really cool. You can actually hear, like, the... It's so low that you can't... It won't come through, like, laptop speakers. Yeah.
When are you thinking of starting your YT channel?
YT?
If and when.
Well, yeah, I wanna do it as soon as I can. Like, I'm.
I think the main stopper is that just, like, having to make every video perfect, the title, the captions, the tags, the thumbnail needs to be perfect, SEO needs to be search optimization. But, like, I like the idea of, like, especially with podcasts, I just put a random image of myself in a beard.
Yeah.
In a Wiseman costume, and then write... What should I do? It's sick how I can just do that, and especially with YouTube, it's just to make it seem, or everyone makes it seem, it's overcomplicated. They have to do everything correctly, find all the tags for your video, optimize your video, edit it perfectly. But especially when you're just starting out, you don't need to edit a thing. Like, I don't edit my podcast at all, really.
You just leave it going.
Yep.
Unless there's a big gap for something, I don't know.
Yeah, even then, most of the time, I just leave it, if I need to blows me out for some reason. That's pretty much the only reason I edit it. So, advice to anyone thinking of starting a podcast or YouTube channel, don't worry about editing, especially for their first ones. Just get in there, try it, see how you like it. Because if you don't like it, there's no point of putting hours of work when you could be spending them doing other work, earning you money, or homework.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say, do you have to be a certain age, or nope. People don't really do
13 plus, that's all.
Okay. Because I'd love to have one.
Yeah.
I know I think my first video, I put, like, you know, cool vids over the years and do some, like, lightning shots. And then I can do... I don't think I'll make a, like, get money from it. Because unless...
And you can, only turn on AdSense once you reach, like, 1,000 subscribers anyway, so...
Yeah, because I'm trying to... I don't think I'll... I was researching with my brother how much money you get. And I went, like, you have to get quite a lot. And
yeah,
so I'm probably... I just don't know what job to do, because I like doing filming for, like, you know, events, and I like doing what we do.
You don't? Well, nature, the good thing about still being in high school is that I feel you. Like, I'm trying to work out what I should do, what job I should do, if I should start now, heck. But it's good just building up a social account, because then you can just put it in your resume or put it somewhere out there and say, oh, I'm a filmer. Check out some of my videos. This is the kind of thing I do. So if you do come across... a family friend that needs to be filmed an event or a party, then you can be like, oh, some of my videos, check them out if you like them, you know.
Yeah, we like, can... I wonder if I could do, like, you know, I don't know, I'm just thinking of a random thing, like bounce or something, just do a video for them and...
Yeah, one of the good things is you tie it back into your social, into your YouTube channel. So you say, whatever you're doing, this is what the kind of thing I want to do, like... You know, I had that idea the other day. There's apps that you can build websites with. Like, it's literally just called, like, blah, blah. Like, it's just a random sketchy name with a sketchy app icon. And I'm like, oh, that'd be sick to try it out, try different ones and see how good websites you can build with them. But I want to, like, film myself, if that makes sense. Like, as in, I want to kind of share this experience. I don't want to just do it, because it's just not fun when you can share it with someone else. Like, especially with this podcast, I don't, like, just... Well, obviously, I like talking to people, but, like, it's just, it's cool being able to record it and listen back to it and sharing this stories and experiences and stuff.
Yeah.
With the world.
Hmm.
Wisdom with Darby.
What else can we talk about?
Don't know.
Yeah, I'm just going to say now, we're going to look back on these days. And you're gonna like, maybe we just did all these podcast things. Like right now, I'm probably talking into like a YouTube video we could be doing in like, I don't know, 5-10 years or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm kind of glad that I like videoing, because you know,
capturing. It's good to have a good, like, it's good to have a sustainable hobby. Like,
yeah,
me thinking I know about everything, but but like. Say your hobby's like collecting heart-shaped rocks. I'm not against that, but like, as it's you know, if that's what you enjoy, heck, you go for it.
Yeah.
But if it's good to have a hobby that can somehow earn you or help you earn money in the future or build experiences, like I like graphic design, and you know, you can make money from that. You can make money from hiring clients, that kind of stuff. I like design websites. You know, you can turn that into money, but like, it's good to have a like videography or photography. Yeah. It's good to have those kind of things, because they can lead you into careers and lead you into different paths. So you have like, you know, you have that experience. You don't leave high school and be like, oh, I did nothing. I don't know how to do anything. But at least you can say, oh, I know how to do videography. If I don't have any other option for a job, I can start making videos for local businesses, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, if you have any ideas for filming and stuff, just cool ideas around the house, let me know, because I'm kind of, sometimes I'm really
like
bored.
You've seen this guy called he's an Australian Sydney YouTuber who does videography. I'm pretty sure I've already told you about him, but he does videography stuff that I can see you doing. Like, he, like, what would happen if I put like 10 times zoom lenses, like 10 one time zoom lenses on a camera? How like macro could I get? Or like, if I use this Insta and like swing it around under things, what effect could I receive? Or I'll try out this cool TikTok. Insta 360 challenges and see how they turn out.
Yeah.
But I can see you doing them. And it just, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I like the idea of being able to share experiences, not just, you know, challenging yourself to design a graphic design in 100 hours, but like filming that or just like recording yourself through that just so you can listen back to it, or just so like you can share you did it, because it just, it seems, especially for me, it seems a bit boring to do that challenge without being able to share it with others, without being able to look back on it and see what you did.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Mm.
It's repeated like half the episode.
I was going to say something, but I forgot.
You can write down who as well. You can move this up. Oh, is that about to fall? Okay, yeah. Put that there so you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you used some good photos for me, didn't you? For the Roundabout Blackwood, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, if you haven't heard Roundabout Blackwood, it is a great newsletter that me and my dad have started. It basically has all the upcoming events for the Adelaide Hill area, like Blair, Coromandel Valley, Blackwood, all that kind of stuff. And it's a play on words with the roundabout in Blackwood, because it's roundabout, like around...
About, like around Blackwood.
Yeah.
What is going around Blackwood, yes. Roundabout?
Yes, there's lots of different Easter eggs in that name. But, yeah, it's cool. If you live in that area, check us out, because it has all the upcoming events in that area. Or yeah. Areas.
You know, I took those photos.
Yeah. So, yeah. You should be doing some Facebook posts and stuff like that.
So you should do the thing where you like scroll down and then it like does that time lapse of the roundabout.
Yeah.
Whoa. Again. Can you do that?
I don't know about in WordPress, but with Framer, yeah. It's heck of easy. But we don't use Framer for our website. So if I can make it, and we can somehow like make it as like a side promotion website, like if we're doing like a giveaway or something like that, that'd be sick, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So if you need to hire a photographer or videographer, here's our man.
Well.
What?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, well,
you're
yes,
like, oh, okay, yeah.
I don't want 50 billion people saying, do this, do that.
That would, at least you have the good, the... Well, looks, you have the proof that it's actually alive.
I'm a school student, so I can't. I've got homework.
I've got homework. I got 6 hours to work. I have to go to everything.
Yeah.
I think I want to do some more. I don't know about you, but I want to do some more. I want to do some more balanced stuff on this podcast, because obviously the name is Time for Tech, and in the last year, you know, it went from doing like 3 episodes on different companies, tech companies, to going to Time for Life talking about career advice.
Then you went like Time for Sport, Time for...
Yeah, just trialing different things, and
that's Time for the... Sport wasn't...
That wasn't... It was like, yeah.
Yeah, because I've never really watched...
Yeah, we got a copyright strike from AFL for that one, so maybe not again. But,
Really?
on YouTube. But if you want... some more, well, you know, pretty sure we'll do it anyway, but like I kind of want to like write some down some ideas. It's not scripted, but like just like different stuff, a bit like what we did today, like the career advice, not career advice necessarily, because I know most of our audience is like 8 or like 15, so don't know how useful that would be for them, but just like more educational kind of stuff, like non-fiction kind of stuff.
Mm.
Like,
do you want to do more tech stuff? Like, like the thing that you want to do?
I think at the start of year 7, my thing was, I like tech. And that's kind of weird. It's kind of changed in a year. It went from like, I like tech, I still do like tech, but I like tech, to I like media, to I like graphic design, and then like media again, and then like, oh yeah, I still like tech, but like as in I've shifted my main thing from tech to like tech and graphic design and website design, yeah, and media and talking, and
you're kind of doing more like websites and stuff
now. Yeah, I like websites, they're beautiful.
Doing too many of them. You're doing heaps.
You should see my framer dashboard's like, no, like 90 websites.
Yeah.
If they had a limit of 3 websites, I wouldn't survive.
Teacher says, all right, so this next assignment.
Hey, miss, kind of website.
Create a PowerPoint and Darby says, oh, no. Mr. Gary, can I do a website? Fine, you can do a website.
Yeah, if Darby. Anyone goes to TCC, then...
Yay!
Wait, TCC. Yeah, if anyone goes to Temple, then you know what I'm talking about. Especially if you're in my class.
That was the first teacher that came to mind. Mr. Gary's good.
And, like, I was trying to think of... what assignment he's given us that I said that to. But besides that, pretty much every assignment.
Yeah.
Like...
do they actually allow that? Like, how do they access it? Or do you just make it and then do the assignment later?
I make it, and then...
do the assignment.
Like, last minute, I'll probably... like, and I make the website, and it has all the information and everything, but then, like, last minute, I'll be like... then we're like, oh, sorry, we can't have a website because we can't access the URL or something. I'm like, have to quickly transfer everything from the website into a PowerPoint, and the PowerPoint looks trash, so... websites are just, I love, you know, like, yeah, interactions, exactly. The scrolling, the beauty of them is just...
beauty.
Au revoir.
Astonishing.
Astonishing.
Superb.
Let me check, that's still recording.
Is it? And if it's not, then...
we're screwed.
Yay,
we're screwed.
It's still recording.
Oh, I got an email on Outlook.
Ooh.
Ooh.
How long
swapping of lesson 7 and 8. Guten Tag. Klasse, tomorrow, Thursday, afternoon, you have Christian living with Mr. George in year 7. Then you will come to German for lesson 8. Huh?
Well, I'm not in your German class, so...
I was about to say, I'm like... yeah. So, have you been on here since Christmas? Been on time for life?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
I don't think so.
It's been that long.
It doesn't feel like it, but I feel like...
yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know in Design Tech today, I was being the person I am and helping everyone because I'd already finished my assignment.
Of course you were.
Bro, the amount of... like, it was just like, Seb calling out my name. Oh, and then Ethan, I'll get you in a second. Like, Kai was like, Joseph, where are you? Like, but it's... they were talking about... because I had Mr. Webb as a reliever. It was weird because he was like talking about like science and weird stuff anyway. But then Mr. Webb was like, oh yeah, Darby knows everything. Here's the Time for Tech podcast. And then everyone was like, and he was like, oh, you know, Darby has a podcast, right? And everyone was like, no, we don't know that he has a podcast.
Yeah. Like, yeah, of course. Yes, he has a podcast. Yeah. Everybody knows.
And then Ethan was like, oh, I'm on the podcast. I'm pretty much like famous and everything. I'm like, I'm on the podcast, and I'm like, yep. You are
on one. I'm now on like what, 4?
At least. You're like at least 6.
No, I'd say 3. I'm putting my guess in 3. Let's see.
Let's see.
Let's see.
Let's see.
Wait. Let's see if I can play some old bits from.
Mm-hmm. And they can't copyright strike us because it's our podcast.
Exactly. Time for tech. I've got it pinned.
Yeah. As you do.
Oh, you got a new one.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. Happy Father's Day. Time for sport that we got told off for.
Time for sport? Was that
right,
it?
Right, let's look.
Okay.
All right, well, so... time for life. All right, episode one.
One.
2, 3, yes, 4. So this is the 4th time.
I feel like it would... or maybe it's Maggie, because Maggie's on heaps.
Yeah,
let's count. Let's count.
So it's...
1. 1 with Maggie.
She's done a couple with
that. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a few. And then I've also got another one that she... needs to send me, but apparently it's too big to send over Wi-Fi, so. Yeah, this is our first episode with Will. Like, first time for life.
Oh, I know. I need to go back to the...
yes. Okay.
Go back.
Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name's Zoe Moore, and we have William. also William is a good friend of mine. We go to the same school. And in this new kind of season, I'm going to try and start it. I don't know if it actually works or not, you know, but not going
to
make any promises.
That's what you
we're just
going to
be talking about what happened in school this week or in the last couple of weeks, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
How is this tech related, may I ask?
It's called Time for School. So, it's like a spin-off.
As I say when the cover literally says Time for Life.
Exactly. Yes, listen to how high-pitched we sound already.
Yeah.
Well,
All right, so remember that. Let's see how you sound in this one.
This is pre-recorded, though, so it's a little bit...
A disclaimer. The following time...
Hey, that sounds pretty deep. Sick right. Intro that I made off of AI.
So William, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Yes, pretty good myself. Now I want to just quickly get some shouts out the way.
You still sound pretty high.
Yeah, I think it's a lot sharper because we used the one mic.
Yeah.
And I prefer that. I like these. These are good. But I prefer the sound quality. Like these are obviously more easier to work with and stuff.
Where's, and then let's say like Happy Father's Day, this is September now.
Hi guys, just want to wish all the dads a huge Happy Father's Day. And yeah, I hope you had a really good day today. Celebrating your
That's
father.
Still decently high.
It's still decently high.
Oh, this is like the lowest one ever.
Passed away. I know you guys miss me, obviously.
Oh my goodness.
It's been quite a while since I've done my last episode.
Very must have just woken up as like...
It's just been because of, you know, lots of schoolwork, finishing year seven.
Finishing year seven.
And I think if I should do...
It's a great... Riley said that as his home screen.
Hard to find guests and stuff because
everyone... Yeah. I should make a song for Type of Tech.
Yes, I told you should do
and
that
And have,
already.
Like, all different classic parts.
Hey, can you go to Will, the first one?
Oh, no.
What?
Nothing.
I want to try and recreate what I'm saying, so go to the start.
School. Okay.
Okay.
So, the other day, I forgot... Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name's Zoe Moore, and we have William.
Hello! Okay. Hello, and welcome back to Time for Life. You're here with Darby. Oh, Time for... Tech.
Wait, no. Let me do a recording.
Yeah.
So copy the exact same thing. We'll do like
how
a different
work?
Thing.
I don't know.
So let's write it. Write it down. Write it down.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome back to Time for Tech.
Hello. Wait. Hello and welcome back to Time for Tech.
My name's Zoe Moore. And-
My name is. Nope, is Darby. Darby Moore. It's like Darby Moore.
We have William.
Oh, is this glitched? Yep. Sorry.
Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name's Zoe Moore, and we have William. William, it's a good...
So, William, a good friend of mine.
Mine, we go to the same school.
Who? Oh, we go to the same school.
Of mine, we go to the same school.
Wait, is that exactly what it is?
Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name's Zoe Moore, and we have William. William, he's a good friend of mine. We go to the same school. And in this new kind of season...
In this new kind of...
What?
In this new kinda. In. New no. kinda.
Just the first bit, not the whole thing.
No.
Yeah.
Starter, don't know if it actually work or not, you know.
Oh, hang on, we'll go back.
William, William is a good friend of mine. We go to the same school. And in this new kind of season, I'm going to try and start.
Kind of season.
New kind of season. I'm gonna try and start.
I don't know if it'd actually work or not.
I'll go back.
William, so William is a good friend of mine. We go to the same school. And in this new kind of season, I'm going to try and start it. Don't know if it'd actually work or not, you know.
Work or not, you know. Well, it clearly is. We're here doing it for the fourth time, so.
Not going to make any promises. We're just going to be talking about.
Gonna make any promise. I'll just do that.
Yeah. All right.
I thought that's exactly how it should be said.
Yeah. So that's funny.
Do not mind my spelling mistake.
No.
What you don't say?
To download.
Well, we're already saying it
here. Yeah, but I can just. Oh, look, it's already done, pretty much. 3, 2, 1, now.
Yeah.
All right. Our iCloud syncing.
Cancel. Well, I don't really know.
Does this work? Hello? Yeah, okay. done.
All right.
Wait, no. Yeah, okay.
All right,
I'll just start recording. Can you play it from your laptop? The episode?
No, we don't play it.
Oh, yeah, because you don't need to.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name is Darby Moore, and we have William. So William, he's a good friend of mine. We go to the same school, and in this new season, kind of, I'm going to try...
Do you want to redo it?
Yeah, what the heck? This is so... I'm doing it, like, thing to thing. All right. Whew, okay.
So try and... Yeah, I'll do it. Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name is Dubby Moore, and we have William. So William is a good friend of mine. We go to the same school, and in this new kind of season, I'm going to try and start it. Don't know if that will work or not, but you know, I'm not going to make any promises. We'll probably do a bit less than that, but anyway.
Wait, do I do my normal voice or my voice back then?
Normal, your voice now.
Okay. Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name is Darby Moore, and we have William. So William is a good friend of mine. We go to the same school, and in this new kind of season, I'm going to try and start, don't know if it'll actually work or not. Not going to make any promises.
Cool. That's good.
Do I do my normal voice or my voice?
I'm just going to put it next to it.
Now. Okay. Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name is Doc...
All right, we'll do it again. Yeah. All right. So now this is what he's saying.
This is my current voice replicating the start of our first episode with William.
Put it here.
Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name is Darby Moore, and we have William. So William is a good friend of mine. We go to the same school, and in this new kind of season, I'm going to try and start, don't know if it'll actually work or not. Not going to make any promises.
That's so weird.
It's weird.
Can you compare it? Can you put it like split screen?
Yep. I'll just
next to the Spotify. All right.
There we go. Save.
Hello.
Yep.
All right. So I'll play the old one first.
Yeah. I'll put it next to it.
Yep. Here. I'll...
No, don't put it against it necessarily because it lies here. Make some noise.
All right, so this is what Darby sounds like back in 2023 June.
Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name's Darby Moore, and we have William. So William is a good friend of mine. We go to the same school, and in this new kind of season, I'm going to try and start it. Don't know if it actually work or not, you know, but not going to make any promises. We're just going to be talking...
All right, and now this is what he sounds like today.
Hello, and welcome back to Time for Tech. My name is Darby Moore, and we have William. So William is a good friend of mine. We go to the same school, and in this new kind of season, I'm going to try and start, don't know if it'll actually work or not. Not going to make any promises.
That's good.
So that's weird.
When I get home, I'm going to put that into, I'm going to put that together and be like, you know,
the young one, then the yeah, old one, the young
like,
one.
Hello, welcome back to Time for Tech.
Hello, welcome back to Time for Tech.
Or like, hello, Hilly. Hello, welcome back to Time for Tech. That's,
I'll do like
that's crazy. Time.
It's amazing, like, how much we've just, you know, grown up and changed. Yeah. And
evolved.
Evolved.
That is
this
sick.
One, I do not get at all. I don't get it.
Alright.
Anyway.
It's the an ode to the Dyson air purifying headphones with special guest Pete.
If it would play.
If it is it gonna
it's
play.
It always glitches, I have to reset.
Alright.
Moment, yeah. Scroll up. No, I don't want to do that. Alright, here we go.
You went. Oh, Dyson air purifying headphones. Have you been left all alone? In a world where sound is king, you're meant to be a new thing.
Yeah, I don't get it anyway.
It's a ChatGPT written poem about the air purifying headphones, which makes zero sense. The headphones with air purifiers on the front of them. Like, what the heck?
What is it supposed to do?
Like, air, purify air. Like, it's like a face mask with headphones. So stupid. It's like, what? Why would anyone buy them?
Mm, okay, that's a bit.
Yeah, and you've heard of the new Apple Vision Pro?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I was about to say, if you haven't, you've been living under a rock.
I think I have.
No. Oh, what are the, like, goggles?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Sick. Anyway.
Ah, 40. Sorry, what are they? Apple? Sorry.
Bruv.
Have Samsung made anything like that?
They're in the process of making it. Ooh. They've revealed they were going to make a smart ring, like an Aura ring. Like, you know, the ones that, like, track your heart rate and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That, cool. I'm pretty sure.
That is probably the longest episode we've ever done.
With you especially.
42 minutes and 6 seconds.
It's good when you can just, like, talk. Like, we're at the 15-minute mark. We didn't have anything to talk about. We just went to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you guys in the next one. Or at school, if you go to my school, or in HASS, or in PE, or in math, or whatever. Whatever your classmate you're in. But thank you so much, Will, for being here with us today. It was a pleasure having you on.
Yeah, no.
Hoped you guys, as the listeners, had a good time listening to us.
Yeah, I wonder if they had time. They listen to it?
Yeah, good binge Time for Tech. I want to see how many minutes we've actually recorded all together in Time for Tech.
Yeah, I'll work that out.
I was about to say, you work that out.
Yeah, I'll be able to. Because
You're all into working out things.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, all right. We'll see you guys in the next one. See ya. God bless.
Bye.
Have a good night, evening, good morning, day, whatever
time you're watching.
All right. God bless.
Listening, actually. Sorry.
Bye-bye.